Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe's running the show. You, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. And on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. If you haven't downloaded the ESPN Wisconsin app, go to the App Store or Google Play because it is so easy to use. You can listen back. You can do whatever you need. It's all at your fingertips. Earlier this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Packers Hall of Famer Mark Chmura has said something I heard you say on this show. Did you steal this?
Intellectual property?
Oh, that's crazy.
Intellectual property from Chewy.
I was just about to say, what did Chewy steal from me? The assumption that Chewy didn't listen to what I said.
Let's hear from Mark Chmura from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
See what he stole from me.
I tell you what, they lose to the Giants and over. Done. Smell ya. Go to next year.
You think that's too far? You think they can't come back from that?
Yeah. That would tell me the tents are folded, the car's packed, feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's done. The
Giant. Yeah, I mean, he said it from a player perspective. I didn't steal it from him. He stole it from me.
Okay,
he took what I said and put it in the player's perspective. But he's absolutely
you had said then forget Sundays and forget Mondays.
Forget it all. Hey, goodbye to Matt LaFleur. Goodbye to the season. Sayonara.
You might as well like sing the rhythm to it.
Pack are done if they lose against the Giants. That's what happened. It hurts me to say that because I'm a Packer fan and I hate.
Do you think they lose?
No. Against the Giants? Oh, no. Me and Jason Willie are lying on that one.
No.
If they lose on Sunday, what's
Kyle Wallace's game script after what you've seen for, you know, how do you see this game playing out?
I think this football team is going to go out there like the hair is on fire and they're going to destroy the Giants simply because they got
destroy them.
They got to get it right. They got to get some anger out. They're going to execute Jordan Love. Everybody is going to eat against the Giants. That's the way that I feel. The Giants are not a good team defensively, as Ben has talked
about.
They've been competitive, though. No.
You're not scared of a team that's been competitive picking off a team that has made their own mental errors and mistakes. And
the Green Bay Packers better be hungry and better be ready to feast on something like the New York Giants, who are struggling, are going into a game without their starting quarterback in Jackson Dart, who had become one of the emotional leaders of that football team with the tenacity that he plays with. They don't have Cam Scataboo. They don't have Malik Nabers. So they do not have one, two, or three of their offensive options. And Jameis Winston, though he is funny and he is fun to see, he's going to give you a lot of opportunities. This Packers team should absolutely dominate the Giants. If anything other than that happens, I'm going to be concerned. Even if they win and they don't dominate, I'll still be concerned, but they better win this football game, and I want them to do it in great fashion.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't think the season's over, like Chewy is saying it, if they lose this game. Now, they basically got to run the table of sorts to end the game, but it sounds like Chewy is saying if they lose this game, it's an indicator that the team has quit. If the team quits on Matt LaFleur, now that's where I'm saying, okay, a loss is a lot more than a loss then. A loss is a locker room that's given up on him, and then you're maybe even having conversations and moving on from somebody else because this is just, you know, if your coach loses a locker room, it's all done. So I look at it and say they're in the 7th seed right now. If they lose, maybe they drop to the 8th seed. Everything is still in front of them. Now, every single game matters 10 times more, and this is a game you can't drop, but it's not completely over unless they obviously quit on Matt LaFleur, which I don't think they'll do. But I think they're going to win, Kyle. But I don't think it's going to be some cakewalk. I mean, they've got a decent defensive line that's going to be able to put pressure on Jordan Love. They can't run the football very well against anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. And they've got Brian Burns and Abdul Carter. Those are two stud defensive ends.
Their pass rush is much better than the run defense.
Yeah. So I guess if they can't run the ball against the Giants,
that would be a bad sign.
That would be a very bad sign. And if they're forced to throw it against those two guys, I guess you got
to get after Love a little bit.
Rasheed Walker and Zach Tom, who are pretty decent.
Yeah, good on the ends, but the interior is a mess right now because you're going to have Sean Ryan at center, probably Jordan Morgan at right guard, and then
Aaron Banks, the known run blocker.
Yeah, who's been
that's not run blocking.
Yeah. The interior is the big question mark for them.
Your first round pick in your signing in the offseason.
But your first round pick, who is a tackle. Right guard.
No, but again,
who is particularly a left tackle playing right guard?
Who's also
played some right tackle.
I didn't play offensive line, but
and struggled.
But to move from the outside to the inside, it should be an easier transition simply because you have less space that you need to occupy inside versus the outside. Right when guys come up,
I mean, in theory, yes, but in the NFL,
I would.
You can do all sorts of different things.
Yes, but I would think the transition from most guys don't come into the NFL playing guard in college and move to tackle. Guys can play tackle and move inside to guard. It's just less that you have to deal with and less space. Is more compact, so the transition should be better than what it is. Well, he's getting mollywopped and getting bullied on the inside.
I think that's unfair to him. I mean, yes, I agree. As a first-round pick, you should be able to live up to those expectations, especially when you've had more opportunities than, say, a guy that has only played left tackle in the NFL, all of a sudden emergency moving, kind of like Sean Ryan is from guard to center, because Morgan has really carved out his role at guard in the NFL, but he hasn't been very good. His limited opportunities at left tackle specifically, he's been the most consistent. And that's the concerning part. That's likely where he'll play beginning next season. But
I don't trust him at that.
Wasn't
either.
He sort of overdrafted because he was versatile?
I think they liked his physicality
and athleticism, but he had only played left tackle.
Well, I think the Packers
came
love
in to compete at left tackle, and that was and he dunzo. Was,
I mean, he was the best left tackle in all of the NFL this preseason.
Who?
Jordan Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Preseason.
That's a joke.
Yeah, preseason. But that's according to PFF, of all the left tackles in preseason, he was the best graded.
That's a joke.
That's
a joke. No,
that's not my opinion. It's a crazy line. It's a crazy line.
We are just reaching.
That is a statistic.
you do have to remember, Rasheed Walker was hurt this preseason, so Jordan Morgan had extensive snaps on the tackle.
I'm just saying. You know,
and he was really good.
Okay.
If you watch the preseason, Jordan Morgan was good at left tackle.
Okay. I don't want to talk about preseason Jordan Love.
No. That just shows you the state of how bad Jordan Morgan would be.
I agree.
We go into preseason.
He's factually saying things that are correct, but also scary to use those numbers and statistics
his
where we are at today.
His stuff has been at left tackle. He's been
in preseason.
And his limited opportunity in the regular season, yeah.
I know. I don't remember him being a shining star, bright anything. When he got an opportunity before he got hurt last year.
Right guard, he's been inconsistent. He's had good moments. He's also had bad moments.
This is where we're at now. I hate to even do this because the answer scares me. If I asked you guys a simple question, because we've made a big deal about the next opponent, which obviously you should. You lost two games. You need to beat the Giants. Part of this is in eight games you have. Five divisional games. Five. What do they go against the Bears?
Oh, 2-0.
I can't say 2-0. No one can snap answer anything.
2-0. Listen, the Bears are
shaky. You lose to the Panthers. You lose to the Browns.
2-0.
Vikings?
The Vikings do scare me going on the road, but
I think the Bears are more scary than the Vikings.
Nah, I'm not worried about the Bears. The Bears aren't for real. I'm so serious. I might sound like a hater, but again, I look at who and this is me coming from a guy that watched his football team lose to the Carolina Panthers, lose to the Cleveland Browns
quite
as well.
Quite the qualifier.
And tie the Cowboys. The Packers have their problems. But when you look up and down at some of these teams that are good or ahead of the Green Bay Packers.
The Bears are at the end of the rankings defensively.
They haven't beat anybody, but they've won six games.
But when I say those things, like the Bears are 27th in total defense, Does that mean that this offense that's not running the football well against anybody are just going to do it?
No, it just means they're a better football team and they better be up for a divisional game against a rival in the Chicago Bears that means something. That's what it is. There's a different level of
intensity. Fine, give me the record. I don't care about the Broncos, I don't care about the Giants, and I don't care about the Ravens. If these divisional games are going to be that pivotal to winning the one seed, those five games, Two against the Vikings, two against the Bears, one against the...
At the end of the season, what are they going to be, record against the NFC North?
Just the last five games.
What's their record going to be? Yeah. The last five games of the season.
Of against the NFC North, Kyle.
Oh, they're going to go 4-1.
4-1.
They're going to sweep the Vikings, they're going to sweep the Bears, and then they're probably going to lose to the Lions at on the road on Thanksgiving Day. It's a lot. The Lions are going to be looking for payback.
I don't know how you can watch this football team and have that belief.
What about the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings make you say, oh,
what
man.
About the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
Listen, we're talking about what they did lately. Throughout the whole season, the Packers have been a good football team. It's just the consistency
But now they're
have
down
left.
Elton Jenkins. They're down Tucker Kraft. They're playing their worst football of the whole season.
Y'all scared of the Minnesota Vikings?
No. I'm scared of the Packers.
Nah, now y'all think, so the Packers, based off y'all logic, the Packers ain't going to beat nobody after they play the Giants.
I think
that is true. I just told you that I think they could beat the Bears and the Vikings, both teams who the Bears ain't that good, and the Vikings are under 500. And y'all sit here and
you're
tell
using
me,
the same logic of how they lost to other teams when they were 13.5 point favorites at home.
And even last year, when they were playing better football, they were 1-5 in the division. Even the lowly Bears, they were 1-1 with, and a fingertip away from going 0-2. I got 3-2. Lost to the Lions. 1-1 against the Bears, 2-0 against the Vikings.
You crazy. They not.
And I'm trying to massage that. I'm trying to assume they're going to get back.
So it's three and two.
Can I ask you a question? What about the Chicago Bears makes you believe that the Bears can beat the Green Bay Packers?
It's literally their Super Bowl.
They're playing decent football.
And they actually...
Their Super Bowl. We actually had to play for something. When we lost to the Bears last year, we had nothing to play for. We pulled our quarterback from the game. We pulled our running back from the game. We didn't have anything to play for.
The Bears are going to be fully in wild card situation as well as the Packers.
They ain't diddly squat poo crap. The Bears ain't playing for nothing
diddly
right now.
Diddly squat poo crap.
Because I can't say the word I want to say.
Doug in Kenosha. You're on the Carbless Talking Text Line, hey. Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, I'm right there with Kyle. We're going to the Super Bowl. I don't care what anybody says. We're beating the Bears twice. We're beating the Vikings twice. We're beating the Giants 3-2 in overtime.
That's your support.
I think he's making fun of Kyle.
He is. At first, I was like, uh-oh.
He smiled, and then he started listening, and Kyle started sinking in. Because
I was like, wait a minute, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Say several times that you still have faith unless they lose on Sunday that they're going to the Super Bowl.
No, I still have faith that this team can go to the Super Bowl. Yes. So everybody here is basically saying, just so we're on record, I want everybody here on record.
Was Doug's call satirical or not?
It was. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
It was. November 13th.
3-2, come on.
Okay, but he didn't say that when I screened him, and he seemed very sincere when I was talking to him.
Okay.
So I'm not positive it was satirical.
Okay, well,
he said they were going to win 3-2.
That's the state of the Packers.
Yes, Giants.
That's the part where I think, okay, he's making fun of Kyle.
I'm going to go with he's making fun of Kyle
no matter what. He said 3-2 in overtime, which is mathematically impossible.
It is.
We have our answer. He's making fun of Kyle.
So on November 13th, I want to get from everybody. The Packers are not going to. The Packers have no chance of going to the Super Bowl. Ben, yes or no?
Going to is different than winning.
Okay. The Packers.
You keep moving, man.
The Packers have no chance of winning the Super Bowl. As of today, you think the Packers.
They are not winning the Super Bowl in 2025.
Brad?
Yeah, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Alex Strofe?
I do not believe they're winning the Super Bowl.
All right, that's what it is on November 13th.
Are you going to make a declaration as well?
Yeah, we just made a declaration.
Ours.
You know, what are you
going to
say?
Are you going to say the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm going to say the Packers can. Go to the Super Bowl.
I also believe that.
I think they can go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, statistically.
I think they can.
I don't believe they will, but
yeah, they can.
I believe there's a good chance that they still can. I have not ruined
good
the
chance
Super
that
Bowl.
They still can. I think there's a good chance they still can.
I also believe there's a good chance they still can. I just don't think they will.
We are actually saying things.
No, you guys are playing. You got this KBN Nation. When the Packers get stuff right, and all of a sudden, a couple weeks from now, everybody's talking about, oh, Matt LaFleur figured it out, and look at Jordan Love looking like an MVP again.
Because well, right.
two weeks ago, Ben and Brad were talking about taking out bets on Jordan Love for MVP. Things changed in 10 to 14
sure
days.
And we didn't place that bet. You were making
a big case to fire the head coach. An hour ago.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
No, I said if he loses on Sunday, he should
You're
be
hard
fine.
To his follow,
ass,
man.
His
Tell
ass
us about
is
your
grass.
Citizens
don't,
Bank
Don't
app.
Do this whole, oh, how fast things can change when you were the one literally debating an hour ago that they should fire the head coach in 4 days if they lose.
Things change fast.
But you're using that against us. Don't act like you're not a part of it.
I sir, I reserve the right to shift my mind when it comes to this Green Bay Packers team, and Sunday it will be a shift in the right direction.
Wow.
I won't forget this.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to you.
I won't forget this. KBN Nation, we will not forget those who did not believe. Those who stick around will be champions.
And everyone will remember and continue to brand you as the flip-flopper.
I'm not flip-flopping nothing. I'm definitely not flip-flopping on Citizens Bank of Maguanago. You know some things just feel right. You just know it. And that's how it feels when you work with Citizens Bank. For the moment you walk in or just get on their great app. I was on the app just asking some questions just yesterday. It's not just about a checking account or mortgage rates. It's about the way they know your name and the way they respond. I'm telling you, they respond quickly to questions that they have. I got a CDD account there. I absolutely love it, and you will love it as well. Citizens Bank is local. They're invested in the community, and they're all about helping you move forward with tools that make banking easy, with people that make it personal. So if you're looking for a bank that feels like more like a partner, I'm telling y'all, KBN Nation, check out CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank, because when you bank with Citizens Bank, that's banking where you belong. CitizensBankWI.bank.
I want to see if I can get Kyle to open up his wallet, which will not be possible, but I'm going to try next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. I'm a tool. My name is Ben Bruston. I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back is keeping you from living the life that you want to live. I mean, man, you're getting a nice burst of weather right here. You should be outside enjoying it, living the life that you want to live. But if you're feeling that pain, you're on the injury report of life. You got to find yourself off of it. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine that's going to give you a pain-free existence with no surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body remembering how good it feels to be pain-free again. I've been to the Greenfield location, talked to several of the people that have gone to QC Kinetics, have changed their life due to their treatments, their cellular treatments, and they say it's nothing short of a miracle. Tens of thousands of satisfied patients all across the country. So there's really no time to wait. Now is the time to take advantage of their deals and take advantage of the free consultation that they will give you. It's going to be informative. It's going to be insightful. They're going to see exactly what's going on in those joints, and you're going to see it on the iPad as you see exactly what the issue is. And they're going to tell you your journey back to a pain-free life. Give them a call today for that free consultation at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Josh and Heartland chimes in, 800-990-3776 on the Carbos Talk and Text Line. Packers don't make the Super Bowl. Kyle does the polar plunge. If they do, the rest of you plunge.
No.
You're so fun, Kyle. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe is running the show. Worth mentioning because it was a topic of conversation. With Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as Adam Schefter said, the ties to New Jersey for Jeff Hafley and the Giants being a spot and whatnot. Peter Schrager tweets at P. Schrags. Last year, Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Lions, came into Soldier Field and absolutely emptied the bag with the Lions offense in front of the Bears fans, front office, and ownership. It left a lasting impression. Jersey's Jeff Hafley has a real chance to do that on Sunday versus the Giants.
I'll tell you what, Peter Schrager, he's in the know in the NFL. He doesn't just tweet something like that if he hasn't heard anything. And obviously Adam Schefter said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as well that, you know, an owner reached out to him and said that the Giants would be a good fit for Jeff Hafley. There is too much smoke right now for Jeff Hafley, not only being for the, you know, the Giants job, but there's probably going to be another 5-6 job openings. Now, Jeff Hafley, I mean, he is one of those prime candidates right now. And if he's saying that, and Jeff Hafley, I do believe this defense is going to play really well. I think they're probably getting a couple turnovers on Jameis Winston. They're going to look really good. So it's to the point where it's like, how good do you want this Packers defense to look? Because they go out there and cook. He might just be off the team before you even know it.
All right, so here's what I just decided to do. Is like I was just reading Adam Stenovich, a tweet from Jeff or Rob Domofsky about Adam Stenovich talking about Bo Melton taking practice reps with the offense.
Oh, geez.
He had 26 snaps.
Okay, good, good. That's an improvement.
Yeah, but like it's a problem.
Practice reps.
So
that is an improvement. I'm Team Kyle here.
It's not encouraging.
Though. Well, it's not encouraging that he's taking practice rest, but at least they're getting him ready.
I kind of did a pros and cons.
It means he's an option.
Right now, the cons are outweighing the pros right now with Green Bay. These can all change. But losing Tucker Kraft is still a huge con because you don't have Jaden Reed back. Matthew Golden was hurt, and they haven't figured out how to utilize Matthew Golden. Offensive line, huge con. Bo Melton, I hate that I have to write his name, but the fact that he's taking 26 snaps on offense after not practicing with the team and now deciding to practice, like, they're so reactive. Like, that's a problem to be reactive. Like, oh, you played 26 snaps. We've moved you to defense. You're sitting in defensive team meetings. No offensive meetings. You're going to go out there and try and figure it out on the fly again. That's crazy to me. The kicking situation, complete con. Head coach is a con. The only pro I have is the defense. What are the pros you got, Kyle? Hey, you're the optimistic guy.
My quarterback's a pro. I'm still backing my
quarterback. But that goes to my con of the head coach not putting the QB in a spot to be successful.
Yeah, the great thing about the NFL and the great thing about being in season.
No, I'm asking you for pros.
Well, if we're not going to focus on the defensive pros.
No, it is a pro. But there's going to be more pros.
The defense is a pro. I would say the punting game is a pro for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that really is.
Number two.
Write that one in bold.
Number two.
I would definitely say the quarterback is a pro who has been limited because of his play caller and head coach.
But you can't put him as a pro when he hasn't done the things on the field to deserve being a pro.
You ask for Kyle Wallace's pros. You didn't ask.
He's been a pro, but the last 2 weeks, has he been a pro?
Josh Jacobs being able to find running room despite getting hit in the backfield so much.
They're 20th in running.
I can buy Jordan Love.
Josh Jacobs as a pro.
He's averaging like less than 4 yards a carry.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's not good.
Any more pros for me?
No. No, have any more pros.
Oh, well, we've put a whole unit on there. That's pretty good.
And Kyle says everything will be determined in the season based off the Giants game. They're going to go to the Super. They can go to the Super Bowl if they win, but if they lose the
you
Giants,
you guys are
they can't.
Really inflating the NFC to a higher level. The Packers aren't too far off.
But the Packers are just playing so bad.
They are playing bad right now.
Who are the Packers?
I don't believe you guys
are they behind the Rams or are they equal to the Rams?
Let me do your NFC power rankings.
They're behind the Rams, yes, right now, currently, but I'm not buying the Rams to think that the Rams are a team that we should be so fearful of.
Make your top eight right now.
I mean,
now.
Listen.
No.
Make
your top eight. I just want to know your top eight. Okay. People want to know what you actually think instead of well, they can go to the Super Bowl. I want to know where you got the Green Bay Packers as it stands right now.
I mean, NFC or NFL?
NFC.
As in the NFC right now, the record speaks for itself, and the play, more importantly, speaks for itself for the Green Bay Packers. So I think when you look at the playoff picture, I think it's okay. I'm putting the Packers ahead of the Bears. But, yeah, the Packers are the sixth best team in the NFC right now, but the gap is not that large. And you have weeks to make up that space, and that's the thing I'm trying to tell you.
I almost think the gap's not that large, but the Packers have a further gap right now to those teams.
I feel like the top four-ish teams are very tight, and then there's a pretty sizable gap.
The Packers are legitimately a week away. The Packers beat the Eagles. We're not having this conversation right now.
They beat the Eagles in catastrophic fashion.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know I'm crazy sometimes, and I'm a Gemini.
They scored 0 points in three quarters.
I get it. They had a bad game.
I don't think you do.
No, y'all just told me.
I thought it wasn't a bad loss. Just using your words.
Did y'all or did y'all not just tell me that there's the gap between the top four teams ain't that much, right? That's what you said. It's not that much?
Between the top four, yes.
Who's the number one team in the NFC?
That's debatable. Rams, Seahawks, Eagles.
Again,
all have
who is the number one team in the NFC right now? Just say it.
Eagles are the one seed.
So the gap is large. How much did the Green Bay Packers lose to by the Eagles on Monday night?
So are you saying the Packers and the Eagles are close
to
one another?
Is you can't sit here and tell me that
you're just propaganda.
I'm not propaganda. My defense played exceptionally well. They got A.J. Brown talking and telling people, hey, yeah, you might as well drop me on fantasy. Because
that's not because of the Packers. Nixon, that's because of the Eagles.
So all I'm saying is
you've gone too far.
No,
you're saying that AJ Brown is telling people to drop him in fantasy because of Keyshawn Nixon is just a lot.
Locked his ass up.
The Eagles don't use him in a way that he wants to be used.
But what I'm saying, being
you're
for
just
real,
lying.
No, no. What I'm being serious
you're
right
pulling
now.
Pulling a strophe.
The gap is not as large as y'all are making it seem. Yes, the offense has problems, but they have showed us glimpses this
against
year,
the worst defenses in the NFL.
Dude, when you look at the teams that these other teams have beaten. Y'all sitting here so happy about the Rams. The Rams against the teams that they played. The combined record for the Rams is 28-34 for the teams they have beaten. That's what it is. 28 wins to 35 losses. The Seahawks, 20-32. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? They ain't beating good teams either, but we only focus on the Green Bay Packers. They have more wins because they've played, listen, they played better than the Green Bay
Packers.
More consistently, but the gap is not large. If you lose by 3 points to the defending Super Bowl champions,
I hear your point, but you're the same guy that if they do lose to the Giants is saying to fire Matt LaFleur.
Oh, yeah, because listen, if they lose to the Giants, then I'm wrong. I'm completely wrong about this football
game. The Philadelphia Eagles lost by 17 points at the New York Giants this year.
Okay, who did wait a minute. You like the Rams?
Well, if we're going to do this whole record
defeated. Do you like the Rams, Strofe?
The Eagles lost to the Giants by 17 points.
Do you like the Rams? You think they're good?
You're just picking
No. Wait a minute. Yeah. Do you like the Rams?
Yeah.
Okay, did the Rams beat the Eagles this year when they played them?
No, the Eagles walked on a walk-off blocked kick.
They won the football game, and they won by more than 3 points. And so
they won on a touchdown on a game-winning field goal for
the
Rams.
Who won the game?
The Eagles won by 7.
Thank you. So that's what I'm saying. So we can sit here and nitpick.
In week 3.
At the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers only lost by 3 points to the number one seed in the NFC, despite their offense being garbage
right now. You're talking
about
at the whole season, dude. Look at the whole season.
They lost 3 games all year.
Yeah,
yes,
but
they have
what
bad
have
luck.
They looked like? What have they?
They've been.
We just went through the pros and cons.
They've been inconsistent.
You have no pros other than the defense, and you're just spewing a bunch of lies to everyone
and raising your voice with no substance
you know what? Other than talking about everyone else but the team that you love.
What I'm going to tell you is this. The Green Bay Packers are scuffling and struggling right now offensively, and they went toe-to-toe with the defending Super Bowl champions and the number one seed in the NFC right now. So you cannot sit here and tell me that the gap is significant between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles when my eyes showed me something on Monday.
They were 13.5-point favorite to get home against the Carolina Panthers at home.
Yeah, taken holistically.
Lost outright. They've scored 20 points at home the last 2 games, dude.
Okay, so I guess Monday night, the Packers losing by 3 at home, which was disappointing to the number one team in the NFC. It doesn't mean anything. The gap is lost. Hey, KBN Nation, though the Packers only lost by 3 and the defense was able to shut down the Super Bowl championship offense, hey, don't believe it. Don't believe it. The gap is more than 3 points. The gap is more than 3 points. The gap is significant. It's significant.
How many times out of 10 do they beat the Eagles?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
4.
So Eagles win 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's closer to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Packers lose.
Okay. Well, all we know is they only lost by 3. And y'all sitting here acting like the world is over.
And
it ain't over,
KB
Nation.
So they're 0-3 against the Eagles the last 3 times we've played
them. Okay. Sure. Okay.
What do you mean, sure?
Listen,
the Super Bowl champs are 0-3. The
Packers are 0-3. Yeah, you're right. No, that's factual. That's factual. I just, you know what? Matt LaFleur is personal now. Y'all better whoop the Giants' ass or something, okay? Because I need to walk in here with my chest puffed out saying, bring on them damn Vikings. That's what I need because they don't believe. They said they try. Y'all tripping. I understand the Packers
are
going
to run on the Express so we can get to KBN Nation on the other side.
Oh, sometimes you just got to clean off the gunk in your life. And I'm telling you, you can do that with your car. The Tsunami Express Car Wash. Man, they are the premier car wash all across southeastern Wisconsin. If you haven't experienced a car wash until you have experienced Tsunami Express, I got one word for you. The number 10, not just the Packers quarterback, but the number 10 is $10 that you can get for your first month of Tsunami Express membership. That's right, for only $10, if you are a new member, it will be $10 for that first month of a membership so you can get that wash over and over and over again and be able to enjoy Tsunami Express at that just incredible deal. This deal kicks off November 24th and runs through the 30th, available only in store and to new members. So it's a good opportunity to go in there and see what Tsunami Express has in store for you. So get that shine, get that interior and exterior wash, and wash, chill, and repeat at Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Lasagna and Lil Fonzie are waiting to talk with us.
Can't wait.
One has Kyle's back. Wonder who it is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
You know Italian. What do you mean?
You know Italian?
You do know Italian.
Oh, you know Italian.
Yeah, okay.
He's right.
Oui, oui.
That's French. But you had gelato.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
When I heard a knock on my door Tuesday morning, I said, oh boy, that must be Lifetime Home Services coming in to install that brand new closet in baby Will's bedroom. I saw the transformation under 2 hours, all with a smile on his face, an absolute pro from start to finish, even cleaned up. I mean, it looked beautiful. And now baby Will's room is complete with this new closet. Lifetime Home Services, man, they can do everything. For us, it was a customizable full closet renovation. But for you, Lifetime Home Services fills that void and takes care of whatever sort of repair or renovation that you need. It could be closets like us. It could be a full home renovation. It could be epoxy floors. It could be organization, storage, radon safety, cleaner air, HVAC, whatever it is, Lifetime Home Services has an option for you. Just try it. Whatever that project is that you're looking at right now and saying, I wonder if Lifetime Home Services does that. The answer is going to be yes. For over 30 years, Lifetime has been trusted by families to make their homes and lives safer and better looking. Lifetime Home Services gives trusted solution for lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
We'll go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. At this point, I don't know what Kyle's arguing, but Lil Fonzie's got Kyle's back.
What up, Lil Fonzie?
Hey, guys. Bear with me. A little nervous. Called a couple times, but here's what I want you guys to do.
Mm-hmm.
Think back to 2 years ago. The Packers go 0-4 in a month. We're all listening to you guys discuss this, and you guys are flipping out that the Packers were done. But what happens? Something changes. The Packers come on. They breathe new life, and we make it to the second round of the playoffs and lose by inches. There's still hope. Kyle, I got your back.
Listen. Spot the lie. Turn that music off because ain't nothing he said a lie or mysterious or any type of conspiracy. That was facts.
Again, do I need to go back to the cons right now that the Packers have?
You probably
they
had. You know
they
what?
They don't have Tucker Kraft anymore.
Bet you,
their offensive line stinks. They don't have a kicking game that they
you
trust.
Said all the same stuff. You were so confident the Packers weren't going to make the Super Bowl. You said, you know what? In the wintertime, I'm going to jump
Bowl?
In Lake Michigan. Oh, excuse me. Go make the playoffs.
Yeah. Did they win the Super Bowl? No, but they made the playoffs. And what does that mean?
You don't believe
what does that mean for you?
The Packers can turn it around, man. They can. They're not that far off. They're 5-3-1.
It's got to get hot.
Thank you, Strofe.
Let's just say all hope is what we're leaning on.
Lasagna and MKE. You're up.
Let's see how nasty this lasagna is.
Oh, you know what, Kyle? I was going to help you out. And
were
then
you?
Had
no,
a,
wait. Lasagna, wait. They lied to me. They said that you weren't on my side. The lasagna, I'm
no,
sure.
No. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm mad at you, and I was going to be on your side, but then you had to start the segment this way.
Why y'all do that to me? So, no, the lasagna's going to be good.
No. Let me finish because Ben's going to dump me because I know that's what he's going to do. It was Lions 7-20, Packers. It was Commanders 18-27. It was Browns 10-13. It was Cowboys 40-40. It was Bengals 18-27. It was Cardinals 27-23.
These were the scores.
It was Panthers 16-13. It was Steelers 35-25. It was Eagles 10-7. And Ben Bruff dropped 235 three-pointers in his career with Wisconsin. So let me ask you, is Matt LaFleur that bad because we saw him on national TV with his back turned to the field, and that's why we think he's bad? Or is the O-line messed up? Josh Jacobs is running into a wall. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. But what are they going to do?
Wow.
I appreciate the amount of three-pointers that I had in my career shot. Okay, hold on.
That was a nice little addition.
I just want to recap real quick. He read every final score of the nine games the Packers have played.
I was wondering if there was a connector.
Threw in Ben Bruss' three-point total and then said, I don't think they're going to win in the Super Bowl, and then asked you what they're going to do. I don't understand that phone call.
You still want to try your lasagna. I'll eat Kyle's since he's a jerk. What? He was going to give us lasagna.
He's still on the line.
Yeah. I thought he was still on the line.
Can we go back to him?
Yeah. Can you still bring us the famous lasagna? Because Kyle, I'll eat doubles.
We're not talking about that right now. I'm mad at Kyle. Until Kyle apologizes to me publicly, I'm your
lasagna.
No. Right now.
Be sincere.
I sincerely apologize. You know, lasagna, when everybody is in the wrong side of history other than you, sometimes you got to fight back. And so they told me when you're on the phone that lasagna was against you. And so I lashed out.
This isn't,
I apologize for lashing out.
But what you need to learn is if people are against you,
lasagna, do you accept?
Wait, let lasagna speak, not you people who are haters. Lasagna, I apologize.
But now, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Did you say that everybody was against lasagna? From what I heard, it was only Kyle against lasagna.
No.
Else.
They told me you were against me, lasagna. So when you were against me, I had to fight back.
This is getting confusing. Kyle, you need to take a break because he was saying about his actual lasagna.
Yeah, he did offer us lasagna and you said no.
Oh,
yeah. So I didn't get us any.
No.
You didn't get us any?
You didn't get us any?
I thought it was kind of an all or nothing thing.
Joe,
I love lasagna.
I just wanted to know his prep process and if he has dogs. That's all.
He has dogs. I did ask that part.
He has dogs?
Yes.
Ah.
But he cooks it in a private kitchen.
Outside the house.
Just
tell us about Bang 5'9 so we can get to Brian Bulaga and really dissect his question about the offensive line.
Well, if you're looking to make your life better, because this is about the time where you're cashing that check, might as well have that check do a little bit of earning for you. And your life can be made better with my friends at Bank 5'9. Best bank in the Milwaukee area, given to them by the prestigious Community Choice Awards. That plus named a top workplace for 16 straight years. Bank 5'9 is just making lives better all across southeastern Wisconsin. That's their mission statement, after all. So many banks out there, the mission statement's all about the bottom line and the next dollar, but that's not Bank 5'9. They focus on charitable giving, volunteerism, and making the lives better and elevating the community all around them. But of course, their customers are satisfied. Elite level satisfaction. You're not only a top workplace for having 16 straight years to where you know your employees are satisfied there. So you can make your life better by being a part of Bank 5'9. 14 branch locations all across southeastern Wisconsin. You're going to be thankful that you did, and you're going to be thankful that your life is so much better because of Bank 5'9. Check out them as a true local community bank and see what Bank 5'9 can do for you at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
The doctor of football and hopefully the tactician that can help us figure out this offensive line. Brian Bulaga next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
So in my short time here, I've come to learn about these things. I call them strophe days, where he's doing something for himself, and then he just wipes his calendar, regardless of how it may affect other people.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is
living. It's the only way to live if you're going to actually enjoy the life that you have. I mean, quite honestly, you probably don't even know what a life feels like without the pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back. But QC Kinetics is here to give you that life back. Whether it be a hobby or whether it just be enjoying life, they want to give you your life back, and they can do so in a way that doesn't need surgery, pain pills, long recovery, just your body remembering how to feel alive once again. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, which takes cellular therapies, puts them right into your joint, and gives you the healing, restoration, and relief of pain that you've been looking for. QC Kinetics has helped thousands, tens of thousands of satisfied customers all across the U.S. and many right here in the southeastern Wisconsin area. When I've spoken to them, it's amazing to hear the relief and the joy in their voice because they chose QC Kinetics, and they have now a pain-free existence. Your pain-free life is waiting for you on the other side of your free consultation. And that free consultation can be got with a phone call to QC Kinetics today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Brian Bulaga joining us before the Homer Hour on Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman. What's going on, Brian?
Not much. How we doing?
Been listening to a lot of what you've had to say about this offensive line on Wilde and Tausch, and I know you'll discuss it even further with Homer. I mean, the predictability of the offense, Matt wants to run the football 75% of the time on second down, 10 out of 11 times in the last game on first down. It's just not working. And if it's not working and you're not able to pass block, if you were the head coach, how would you get this offense to go with what you've been handed?
Well, I mean, listen, I think they can pass block. I think if there's a strength that is for this offensive line, I think it's pass blocking over run blocking. I think that's something that they've done better than run blocking. Like, if you look at the two, right? I mean, I think it's pretty clear if you look at the two, run blocking and pass blocking, they're a better pass blocking group. That's something that I think they've shown up to this point. They excel at better than in the run game. To put them in a better position in the run game, which I think they're gonna have to do. I mean, they have to be able to run the football so we aren't predictable in the pass game, which then puts them in a bad position in the pass game, if that makes sense. Because if you are predictable in the pass game and teams know you're going to throw the football, linemen are at a big disadvantage if you're going to drop back and throw it 40 times. It doesn't matter who you are. It's a bad place to be. I've been there a couple times. It's a rough go at it. I think from a run game standpoint, they have to really get back to basics with the group. Day one install type runs. And I get Jacobs loves being out of the gun. He is a gun runner. Like, that's what he likes to do out of his comfort zone is being in the gun. And that's where he likes to run from. But I think we got to go back to being an under center true zone type running team, which is what this offense was truly about. And they've gotten away from it. It is just not something they do. It's just not, they have not done it. And I get they were very successful running from the gun last year because it was something new, right? Like, the Packers didn't run much from the gun the year prior with Aaron Jones. Yeah, they did some of it. I'm not saying they never did it. They did it, but it was an under-center running team because it still was a heavy stretch zone team with a lot of play action, a lot of keep action that we were all used to seeing from when it first got here, and then Aaron did it, and then Jordan did it with Aaron Jones. And when Jacobs came in, it changed. And because Jacobs is very good out of the gun. But I think you got to go back to being under center and doing what this offensive line,
Brian, just as a fan here, you know, so you're saying the magical solution is being under center and switching it up.
I'm not saying it's magical.
But you think that could be the potential solution is under center because, I mean, Josh Jacobs is so good, he'll be able to dominate either way. But you think the offensive line could be better, more consistent, and this offense can get the run game going if they're under center more?
I think the under center run game from an overall standpoint, it is tougher on a defense to read just in general, right? Because from the gun, the defense can read and see and react to the gun run game so much easier. They see everything. Everything is right in front of them. When the quarterback's under center and he's running and having a stretch, there's potential of keeps, there's fakes. They have to read things a lot more than when it's in the gun. They can see everything very clearly. There's no hiding the football from the defense if the quarterback's in the gun, right? It's literally you're handing it right to them. Everyone sees where it's going. There's no mistake about it, right? So the under center run game there's a lot of advantages to it. Jacobs can run any type of scheme, whether that's under center, whether that's gun, whether that's zone, whether that's downhill duo. He could do anything. It's not that. Jacobs is a stud. He could do whatever. I just think they've allowed him to not dictate it, but they've done what's comfortable for him. And I think now, like, this offensive line has struggled run blocking. We got to start kind of going to, like, what they're comfortable doing so that Jacobs can be productive. Like, because right now they're kind of making it very difficult for Jacobs to do anything on the ground, which is hurting this offense tremendously, in my opinion.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more with you and Homer on the struggles of the offensive line and how this team can move forward offensively. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
He dropped a gem.
That's wisdom from Brian Bulaga.
He dropped
right
the gem.
There.
Yeah. I mean, do what the offensive line is good at, not Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is better than the offensive line.
Homer Hour with Brian Bulaga coming up next in 2 minutes. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's been Kyle, Bruston, Ortman. The show that never ends.